Welcome to the Real Reel podcast with Natalie Barbu. Instagram might be your highlight reel, but we're here to talk about the real reel.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Real Reel podcast with me, Natalie Barbu. I am interviewing Aishwarya. She is a Bollywood actress that actually moved to India from the United States. She is an Indian actress that acts in Bollywood, and I just thought it was so cool to have her on my podcast because it's something that I don't really know the industry at all. Like, I barely know Hollywood, let alone Bollywood. So on my bucket list is to watch a few more Bollywood movies, and I know my roommate really loves a couple of them, so I'm gonna get some recommendations from her. But I just thought this was really cool, interviewing someone in an industry that I don't really know much about, and I can't wait for you guys to hear. I think her story is really, really interesting, and we actually did this interview a few months ago, but I'm just getting around to posting it now because, you guys, I have pre-recorded so many episodes. I am very, very ahead of the game for the podcasting world. I'm trying to slow down a bit. I've also been feeling, not gonna lie, a little bit unmotivated with the podcast. I feel like I don't know what to do. Like, I want to kind of change it up. I want to pivot a little bit. I love the guests I have on, but I kind of want to do more either like off the podcast, you know, like with social, maybe coming up with merch. I honestly don't know, but I would love your ideas on anything you want to see, and I would love your feedback. So if you could DM me, that would be awesome, but I can't wait to get into this episode. So let's just get into it. Hi, thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to have you on. I have never had someone that was in acting on my podcast, so I'm really excited to have you on and hear all about your story. So we are just going to get right into it, but we always start off with setting the record straight. So this is where I say some assumptions or stereotypes, and then you'll tell me if they're true or false.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so the first one is you need to take acting classes before you go into acting.
That is not true. You don't have to take any acting classes. You don't have to take any workshops. You don't have to have any sort of formal training. It's not required. It always looks better because they'll consider you, you know, a trained actor then. It definitely helps you brush up on your skills. It helps you kind of do what we call riyas, which is practicing. You want to keep practicing your craft because that's how you will be able to perfect it. So yeah, no form of formal training is required necessarily.
Did you have formal training prior to getting into acting?
I did. So I've always done theater growing up. My parents always put me in plays and musicals. And at that point, it was just like fun for me, you know, it was like an extracurricular activity. And then in middle school, I started really taking interest in it. And then finally in high school, I was like, Mom, Dad, I really want to do something with this. So they sent me to NYFA, the New York Film Academy. And at that point, I was only, I think, so if I was in 11th grade, 15, maybe 15. And they sent me for a summer course. So I was there for about like two-ish months. And that was the first form of training that I had. And then after that, continued with the theater here locally in Maryland and DC. And then when I went to India, I had some more training done there.
Yeah, no, I think that's always something that I'm always wondering, do people need to take like full on extensive acting courses before they go into acting? Does it look better? And I do agree, like, I guess it like does look better, but I always wondered, like, do directors or people that are casting, like casting directors, do they really look into like the courses that you have taken, or is it more just like how the audition goes?
I think it's more so how the audition goes, because a lot of times they're just looking for someone that's really, really raw. You know, like, and a lot of times they take the time to give you workshops and perfect you for that character that they're looking for specifically. So a lot of times, if you don't know so much about it, it's great too. But then a little bit of training, I think, always helps you, probably because, you know, you're more comfortable in front of a larger crowd. If it's something live, if you're in front of the camera, I know I was like, I was terrified the first time I was in front of a camera. My body just became stiff, you know, and it's something that I had done before. So I think a little bit here and there is good. It's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. The next one is you receive a lot of rejection before your first yes in the entertainment industry.
Okay, so yes, but they're a lot nicer with women. You know, they'll let you down easy. It's not that like they're more accepting of you, but it's just that they'll let you down easier and they'll be a little bit more sensitive. But rejection is there, like straight from mm-hmm. the beginning, you know? And most times you don't even get an answer as to why you didn't get it or what went wrong or nothing. It's just like, oh, I didn't hear back from them. It's been like a week, 2 weeks, a month. So you just accept the fact that it's a no.
Right. Can you follow up or no? That's typically not like what you do in the acting world.
Okay. So I didn't do this at first, but now since I've been working in the industry for some time now, I have a, you know, a more personal friend type relationship with a lot of casting directors. So I'll just be like, hey, like, did you guys finalize on the role for X, Y, and Z? And they'll be like, oh no, we're still working on it. Or, oh yeah, we locked that like, you know, this long ago. And then I'm just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's to find out if I got it or not, or what went wrong. But then right. I guess like ways you can ask to kind of get an answer.
Right. Yeah. The next one is you have to fit one body type to get into modeling.
I want to say yes and no. You definitely want to be fit. So I modeled here when I was a kid. And a lot of times I got told I was like too chubby. I was this, I was that. And like, I never took it personally because like I was always a happy kid, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think the modeling world here and in India is like, it's worlds apart, literally, because here I think you do have to fit into that certain, that specific body type. They're extremely tall, the girls, they're very, very thin, but fit. In India, Indian women have a completely different body type. Like mm-hmm. We have like really tiny waists and then we have like larger hips and like we're curvy. So I think modeling in India is different and the body types are different because those garments are made to fit our body type.
Right.
Which is like the complete opposite here. I feel like all these models, the high-end professional models, they're like a lot more straight cut.
Right. You know? I still feel like in the US, the diversity in the modeling industry is increasing, which is great.
Yes, that's true.
I do feel like it's still that stick skinny girl, and then they'll have like one plus size and one a little curvy and one, you know, it's like just one here and there to sprinkle in diversity. But honestly, I still feel like I see the same like really skinny, tall, blonde, or maybe not even blonde, but you know, just like that same body type on all the runways and in all the advertisements.
And that happens with race too, you know, like there's so many, just now I've started to see a lot more South Asians, African Americans, like, and so refreshing to see, you know, because growing up, I already knew I didn't have like the height. I'm 5'8 and a half, but still not tall enough to model here. And then my body wasn't, you know, fitting as per the requirements. So I always thought that, okay, I could do this as a kid, but then as I get older, it might not be as much of an option. So when I went to India, I went there thinking I can only act. I can't do anything else here because I didn't know. And then, this door completely opened up like a whole avenue of opportunities in India with the modeling, which I never knew was even a possibility.
Yeah, no, that's crazy how that happens. And I'm really excited to get into your journey and how you got to where you are today. So what's your background? Like, tell us your story. You grew up in the United States and you went to school here, or what? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so yeah, I've been in the United States, born and raised. I was in Jersey first, and then we moved to Maryland, went to school here and everything. I went to the University of Maryland, College Park. I was a biology student, wanted to be a dentist, and then acting just kind of never let me be. I always was doing something or the other, either in Maryland or DC, acting related, and then instead of doing the internship route, I decided to go to India and take an acting course there. So I went there, I spent 3 months with the course and then 4 months in total in India. And I came back and I was just not in it, you know, like I just didn't want to go back to school. It was time, I think it was past date to sign up for classes. And my dad's like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you can, it's great to have you home, but like, what's next? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, where's your head at? So I was like, I want to go back to India. And they're like, okay, like just tell us.
Yeah.
So I went back probably in October-ish of 2015. And then I stayed there until the end of the year. I came back for the holidays and then I was in the same place again, you know, like, am I going to be back in school come the next semester? Am I going to go back to India? So I really thought about it. And my parents and I decided that like, this is something that I really want to do. It's for me. So I decided to go back to India, but then, there was an entire crew here from India, I think in February, in my town, in Frederick, Maryland, shooting for a Bollywood film. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And they happened to be staying at one of my dad's friend's hotel. So I was like, I have to go meet them, you know, like I'm just going to go and show up at their hotel and be like, oh, hey, what's up? So that's literally what I did. I was introduced to them. They were actually, they hired a local casting agency to cast for, like, you know, the like Indian roles or like whoever, XYZ in the film. And I was like, oh, I wish I knew about it. So they auditioned me a couple days after for a role in the film. And then I ended up getting it. So I stayed here. I pushed my flight back from India or to India. And then I shot for the film. And that was my first film set experience, film, anything related experience. And it was so amazing. So I finished shooting for that. And then I guess maybe a couple weeks after I went back to India, and that's when my journey in India really, really began.
Wow. So you literally just walked up to them and like introduced yourself.
I mean, they say to be like, you know, out there and bold and just put yourself out there. And so I was like, this is my chance, you know,
wow.
I faced rejection before. So like another time isn't going to hurt. Yeah. And especially in this line, like you face rejection all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
not
incredible. That decision probably changed the rest of your life, I feel like, just making that introduction, going to that person and just introducing yourself.
Definitely. It really did.
What was your role? Yeah, no, what was your role in the film?
I played the role of the leading lady's best friend. So she had come to the United States from India, and I was kind of her like go-to person. Like I was like, well, this is where I live and this is what I do, and I helped her get a job in the film. And yeah, it was like I was like her local guide come best friend.
So you had like a pretty big role, I would say, right? Was it
in the second half of the film? Yes, for sure.
That's super, super cool. I mean, just what happens when you walk into a place and introduce yourself and go after it. I feel like that's really inspiring for so many people that might be in similar situations where they have someone that is like a big deal near them and they're afraid to like go and make that introduction. But I think that I mean, like you said, like what's the worst that can happen? You get rejected.
Exactly.
And that's it. Yeah. And how was it when you moved from the US to India? Was it, what was like the culture shock there? Did you experience culture shock at all?
I didn't experience culture shock all that much because, well, my family is Indian. We are Indian. We've gone to India, I don't know how many times. And going to India was like one of my favorite things to do in the summer because like food and shopping, I love Indian clothes and getting all dolled up. And then my dad's entire side, well, not so much anymore, but like growing up, they were all in India. So that was the only time I ever got to see them. But my family is from a different part of India. We're from Gujarat, which is quite close to Mumbai, but the language is different. So in Gujarat, we speak Gujarati, and Gujarati was my first language even before English. And then moving to Bombay, they speak Hindi and Marathi there. So Hindi I've always understood, and like I can speak, but it's like at that time it was kind of broken. Or like if I was speaking to someone whose mother tongue is Hindi, like I would get really scared speaking to them because I'm like, oh my God, what if I didn't form the sentence properly? Or like, you know, you don't want to, you want to sound smart when you're speaking. So I was always scared of that. But culture wise, no, not really. The food's the same. Dressing is the same. Like culture, values, all those things are pretty much the same.
Right. And when you moved there, were you like, were you planning on moving there permanently? Or was it like, I'm going to be there for a year or a few months? Or
okay. So I did not intend on living in India whatsoever, because I'm super, super, super close to my family and like we're worlds apart. So I never intended on living there, but I knew that I wanted to act. So I was basically just like testing the waters there and seeing. But then days turned into weeks, turned into months, turned into years now. So I would consider, I mean, I always call Mumbai home. So I guess I have two homes now.
That's awesome. And you say that in India, you weren't planning on modeling while you were there and it just kind of happened. How does modeling just kind of happen? Like, did you get discovered somewhere or where did your modeling journey begin?
I got discovered. So I actually remember exactly what I was doing. So do you remember when The Jungle Book came out?
Mm-hmm. The like live action film? Yeah.
A couple years ago. So I was just, it was late at night. I think it was like the last show. I was waiting for my friend to join me. And then there was some other woman standing there, I guess, waiting for her brother or somebody to come. And we were just standing there like on the phone, waiting. And she just like looked at me a couple of times and I'm like, what is this person doing? Like, why are you being so weird? And then she finally came up to me and she was like, hi, you're really beautiful. Have you ever considered modeling? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I used to do this as a kid, kind of trying to now, but like, I don't really know what the process is. I don't really know how to get in touch here. So I'm pretty new. I'm trying to figure it out. And she's like, I work with Kwan. Like I had the modeling department there and we'd love to have a meeting with you maybe on Monday and see where that takes us. And I was just like, what? I just came to watch a movie and now this is happening. So I was really excited that that happened. I did go and meet them the following Monday and I've been signed. I'm not with the same company, but I've been signed with her ever since.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, it's just crazy how some things can kind of fall in your lap like that. And I mean, that's insane. And so when you say that you weren't expecting to model or anything like that, was it ever something that you were interested in when you moved to India since it, or is it still like you have to be super tall there and you didn't think that maybe you could do it, or why weren't you like actively pursuing it?
So what happened was that I always thought I had to be according to the US standards or like the European standards, which is like the women are so tall and they're so, their body cuts are different. Mine's very different from that. And so I just went to India expecting that modeling is all the same, you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you are or anything, but it kind of makes sense now that it's not the same because like Indian women aren't all that tall, you know, mm-hmm. I think the average height is 5'2", 5'3". And yeah, so I just didn't think it was an option. And then me being 5'8½", like it's very much an option there, even shorter models. So I guess that's why I wasn't actively pursuing it. But I'm so glad I met her the day I met her, the time I met her.
Right.
I'm so glad I went to see that movie because it just kind of happened.
Yeah, I love stories like that because those things, it really is like if your friend was with you at the time or if you didn't go see that movie at that showtime or if that lady wasn't waiting outside, like your life would be drastically changed.
It would be so different.
So that's really, I love hearing stories like that. I just think it's always like, you never know what's going to happen and you don't even necessarily need to be actively looking for something. Sometimes things just fall into place.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And so you're in Bollywood right now, right? Like that's like the industry that you're working in.
Yes.
So how is it to get your foot in the door in Bollywood? I feel like from what I've heard, it's very difficult to like enter into it, right? Like it's difficult to get roles and to get in movies there. So was your first foot in the door when you were working back in Maryland and then you had those connections, or how did you get your foot in the industry?
I don't think it was exactly or entirely back when I was in Maryland when I shot for that film, because the entire team, yes, they're from India and Maryland both, but everyone was very new. Like the director was very new, producer was very new. The team had well-established actors, but everything was really new. So, and unfortunately that film didn't do that well, but that's okay. It didn't really like, you know, help me get through the door. Auditions and just getting work, yeah, in Bollywood is quite difficult because I hate using this word, but there's so much nepotism. Mm-hmm. Like star kids, you know, they are the next generation. And cool, I mean, it works out for them and whatnot, but there's so much talent, you know, in this world. There's so much talent, and a lot of times it just goes so unrecognized. But I think what helped me is the fact that I have such a great group of friends in India, such a great mm-hmm. support system. We always tell each other when there are auditions or when we feel as though, oh, this audition might not work out for me. This sounds like it would work out really well for you. So we help each other with like castings. And so, a lot of times there's so much going on, but you still don't know about everything that's going on.
Right.
So we have like this little group where we tell each other about things. And then I actually ended up shooting for a really, really, really well-known film called Gully Boy. Back I think I shot for it in 2008 and it released 2018, sorry, and it released in 2019, February.
It's one of the highest grossing films, right?
Yes. Yes,
that's insane.
Yes, it is. And I was blown away. So I got the call for the audition, not directly through the casting director. My friend heard about it and she was told she doesn't fit the character, but if she knows of anyone to like let them know. So they called me and I rejected the audition because I was like, oh, you know, it doesn't seem like I'm going, that role is going to make an impact in the film. So I was just like, I don't want to be, you know, someone that you don't remember at the end of the film, you know, because then what's the point? Like, yeah, I'll get to meet these A-list celebrities and whatnot, but like, I need to gain something out of it, as selfish as that is.
No, it's your career.
It's work, you know, yeah. It's work. So I rejected the audition, and then my friend calls me maybe a day or two later, and she's like, hey, did they call you? And I was like, yeah, I said no, I don't feel like going. And she's just like, are you crazy? Like, what is wrong with you? And then behind my back, she goes and calls the casting director back, and she's like, oh, yeah, Ashwarya will be there at whatever time suits you. And they're like, great, how's Monday at 3 p.m.? And she's like, perfect. So then she calls me back up, and she's like, hey, you've got an audition Monday at 3 p.m. And I'm just like, for what? And she's like, for the film that I told you about. And I was like, why? I said no. She just had a really strong feeling about it. And once you schedule a time with a casting director, you don't want to back out. It looks really bad for like future projects, or maybe it seems as though you're not reliable and whatnot. And a lot of times you just have to like kiss their butts to get the calls, you know, just being frank. But I didn't want to miss the audition now because it would look bad on my part. So I went Monday at 3, and it went so well. Like, I gave the audition and right away they were like, oh, what are your dates? We need to block this, this, and that. And I thought that was just normally how they, you know, talk to you after an audition. Right. I didn't take it all that seriously. So then, yeah, I left the audition. I went and I met that friend and I was like, hey, thanks for sending me. And still didn't think too much about it. And then she goes, well, they call me a day or two later and they're like, you've been confirmed, like you're blocked for this. And I was like, okay, like
that's insane,
this is amazing. So I really, really, really thanked my friend for pushing me, sending me to that audition. And yeah, I think I'll always be thanking her for that first push that I needed to get into it.
Right. And that movie, when you were auditioning for it, you probably had no idea how successful it was going to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because that's one of these it's again like the highest grossing films in 2019, which is so insane. And what was the experience working on a set like that with a lot of big names and big stars? And was the director like a big director or?
Yeah, she's
how
huge.
Was that?
So I actually like forget the audition. Like I didn't know what the film would be about or how far it would go, how well it would do. Even while filming it, like, you're only there for what you're shooting for, right? They're not going to be like, here's the script. This is what our movie's about.
Right.
So even when I was shooting for it, I was like, I didn't know what was going on all that much. And it was the night of the premiere that I was just like, what? The film is literally so amazing. But being on that set, I would like to consider that my first real experience in Bollywood, just because of the people that I got to meet. And I think that was another big reason as to why I wanted to do the film, because I knew who all was in it, like production-wise, acting, actors-wise, the director. The director is phenomenal. All of her films are like Gully Boy level standard.
Right.
Like they're just amazing. They're not the typical thing that you always get to see, or like you can't even predict what the ending is going to be. Like, it's just, she's so amazing. But she was insanely kind. She invited me over to her house for a cup of coffee, and she knew that I was, like, before we started shooting for the film,
right,
she knew that I'd never done any work before. So she made it a priority to make me feel comfortable. You know,
that's
I had only 3 scenes in the film, but they were all so great. And she still was like, we can have a workshop for you. We can figure this out. Like, don't be worried, or don't be, just if you have a question, ask it, you know?
Right.
Like, we want you to be comfortable because we want you to do well and we want a great end product. So she made me insanely comfortable. She's just phenomenal. If you ever get a chance, look her up. Her name is Zoya Akhtar. She's done some great work. And then actors-wise, there was amazing talent in the film, but I only got to meet one of the actors, Ranveer Singh. I got to do my scenes with him. And I think more than being nervous about being in front of the camera for such a big production for the first time, I was more nervous being next to him because I was just like, you're so good at what you do. It just almost feels as if it's like, it just comes so naturally to him. Mm-hmm. And he's done so many diverse roles and whatnot. And like, I have a huge crush on him. Yeah. So yeah, I was more nervous being next to him than filming.
That's so fun. I mean, hey, if you put me in a room with like Brad Pitt or something like that, yeah. I'm not getting a word out. I'm like so nervous. So I completely understand. Actually, I don't understand, but yeah. I would understand if I was in that situation.
Definitely. Yeah.
And from there on, I feel like a lot of doors must be opening for you after having such a big name on your resume. Are you planning on staying in India and doing more work and working in Bollywood more? Or what are like your next plans?
My next plans. So Gully Boy released a year ago. After that, I haven't done all that much acting work because modeling just like it exploded. And I love that. Like design, it's not just because of the film, but I think it's also because I had already established myself as a model. And then the film happened, like lots of high-end designers and just like Lakme Fashion Week, which is Fashion Week in India. And just a lot of more doors for modeling opened up. And then I started, so acting wise, yes, I didn't get to book anything, unfortunately, but the kinds of auditions I was getting, so much better, like at a different level, you know. It wasn't, oh, like this person's friend and this person's sister. It was like more, and if it was somebody's friend or sister, they were like a much more prominent roles, significant roles, something that made an impact or a difference in the film or the web series. I don't know if you watch like a lot of Netflix shows or like web shows, but like they're so on the rise now in India on all platforms, whether it's Netflix, Amazon Prime, there's so many. And so there's just so much work that's out there and the quality of work is great.
Right.
So I'm really excited for that. I was really excited for this year too, with everything like work-wise in India, but, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I'm not sure when I'll get to go back, honestly. Right. I do want to be in India right now because that's where work is. That's where life is. But no idea.
Yeah, how has COVID changed like the production industry and the film and modeling industry there? I feel like it's just at a complete standstill all around the world.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's so sad because there's just such great content. There are films that are ready to be released that have just been shelved now because they can't, you know, theaters are shut. A lot of them are looking into releasing on web-based platforms, which is also great. But then when it comes to like box office earnings and whatnot, that won't exist. Everything is on pause for sure. I actually, when I came home on March 15th or 16th, or when I left India on that day, I felt insanely guilty, you know, because it wasn't, COVID wasn't really all that much talked about in India at that point. You know, we hadn't started taking it seriously. We just thought it would pass. So I felt really guilty for just panicking and be like, I need to go home. Right. And then I was home for a week. And then I found out that India is on complete lockdown. I felt guilty because I thought I was, you know, being a baby and leaving work behind and, you know, just pushing back work in general. But not happy that India was on lockdown, but happy that I wasn't missing out on something that could, you know, change my life.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think that you made such a good call looking back. So, cause now you are like stuck in one place, you know, you could be with your family. So I think you made such a good call, but I am curious as to when production will start again. So like, when are things going to start? I mean, that's something even, I know like Canada started production here. So like a lot of US things are now being filmed in Canada for now, but it's just, I feel like it's going to impact, COVID is going to impact a lot long term, like how many people can be on a set at once, or even like romantic scenes. Like, are you going to want to have romantic scenes in movies if people are touching all the time, you know? So I wonder how that's going to affect everything.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about how they're going about that in India right now. I know that I would not want to shoot for a while, even if they have already started, just to be safe. I know that it's been, 3.5 months now, I think, since the initial lockdown started in India. And they were only planning on being shut until maybe April, and then it just kept getting extended and extended and extended. I know that big production houses want to start filming again just because there's so much on the line, but they're also so considered and like so scared for everyone that they're going to have on set. So I guess there's really no right or exact answer as to when they're going to start.
Right.
But I hope whatever they do, they just take all precaution and everything like necessary for everyone to be safe, not just to, you know, get the work out there.
Right. I totally agree. And before we leave, what is your best advice for someone who is getting into the entertainment industry and wants to get into acting?
I'll definitely say don't ever give up. This is something that really requires a lot of time, a lot of hard work, dedication, and I think most importantly, support from your friends and your family. You know, it's not just something that you can do alone. And this is something that I'm so thankful for with my friends here and then back in India, and my family as well, is that they've just been so supportive. It's never been like, all right, you know, time to come home, let's go, because it's a completely different life. You know, a lot of times when you say you want to be a dentist, you want to be an entrepreneur, like, you know, you have this idea, you go to school for it, you get your degree, and then you do it, you make it happen. But then with acting, there's no formula, there's no exact way to do anything. And like we talked about earlier, it's literally a matter of timing. If I wasn't there at that time or on that specific day, it wouldn't have ever happened. So I think support and just believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, who will?
Totally. I love those answers. And I really think that, especially with acting, it's one of those things that one thing can make or break you. So you have to keep going. You can't just give up after the first thing or first rejection. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I loved having you. And where can they find you, like social media, or what do you want to shout out?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time talking to you. All the questions were amazing. You can find me on Instagram at Aishwarya with 2 A's at the end, this I after that. I'll send you what it is.
Yeah. And I will have it in the show notes. So awesome.
That sounds great. But yeah, Instagram's the way to go for sure. I look forward to seeing this once it's out.
Yeah, well, thank you so much again for being on my podcast, and everyone, be sure to go follow her. I want to watch Gully Boy now so that I can like find your clip in it. Because my roommate was telling me it's like an amazing movie, because she's seen it and I haven't seen it, so I'm like, maybe I'll check it out, because I actually haven't seen any Bollywood movies, so I really want to check it out, and I feel like that's a good one to start with.
Yes, please do, you'll love it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. Let me know your thoughts on it. Please, if you guys enjoyed it, give it 5 stars, and I'd love to know any other guests or any other industries that you would like. This is definitely a new industry for me and just someone in the entertainment world, but in Bollywood especially, I thought it was so interesting learning about, and I would love to hear your thoughts and any additional feedback that you guys have. But if you guys did like this episode, please give it 5 stars on iTunes. That really helps me out a lot, and I can't wait to see you guys next week. I will see you guys next week. I know I skipped a week because I was just really unmotivated, really not in the mood, and I'm a firm believer that you gotta upload whenever you are happy, whenever you are actually inspired, whenever your like mindset and heart is in it, because I feel like people will know if it's something that you don't want to do. So that's always something I want to share with you guys. But anyways, that's a little off topic. I hope that you guys enjoyed the episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Real Real Podcast.